is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it's November 12th, 2020. This is the Geek Next Door episode 237. The one without Adam, because he's probably sleeping again or something like that.
It's busy season for him, you know.
It's always busy season for him. Hey, let's jump right into the question of the week that everybody's been asking themselves.
What's 2 plus 2?
Will LeVar Burton replace Alex Trebek on Jeopardy as the host of Jeopardy?
I was thinking Ken Jennings, but hey, that's another good one.
Yeah, the producers want Ken Jennings, so he's gay. The fans want LeVar Burton.
Yeah, you know. Ken Jennings is not like he's smart and that's great, but I don't think he's like host type material. LeVar, everybody loves him. Kunta Kinte, back in the day, he's got it locked. Ryan doesn't even know what's going on. Look at him. He's like fucking sigh. He's like.
I think he's also on mute, which is awesome because he just talks and nobody can hear him. And he's like jumping up and down a little bit like this. You know, he goes this way.
I've said a lot so far and nobody responded, you a-holes. Yeah. I was thinking about it and thinking, you know, like, I don't never watch that show. But I don't know if. So I guess I don't care, but. Is Ken Jennings a bad host? You know, maybe he's not the best, but he probably wouldn't be bad.
I think he'd be fine. I'm sure he's gotten, you know, his time in the spotlight. And that's, I mean, the producers wouldn't be like, we want him if it wasn't for nothing. So, but
yeah,
they're right. Like, LeVar's voice is like, he's your friend LeVar, man. He reads stories for a living. Like, that's his job.
Yeah, it's his job. Like, yeah, and he's clever, and, like, no one ever hears, like, someone go, like, oh, man, did you hear that fucking LeVar Burton, man? He was doing this dumb shit, man, and doing bad. No, nothing. He's a great guy.
Except for that one time where, I mean, Troy didn't want to meet him. He said he didn't want to meet him, and he just kept talking to him, even though he knew Troy didn't want to meet him, and that, like, sent Troy into a shame spiral. That was sad times.
I don't think so.
That was a good episode.
True statement. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I just think it would be, yeah, I think it would be a good host. Because it's like a good choice overall. Sure, Ken Jennings is like a safer choice. It's like, oh, cool, the winningest, you know, champ, you know, takes over for this, you know.
The question is, does he have the wit to, you know?
Right. Yeah, shit.
Get those one-liners in there.
Someone can write him jokes.
Are you kidding me? Alex Trebek was not a witty motherfucker. He was he'd been doing the job for 40 years, and he still wasn't very witty. He'd just say shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but it fit.
I mean, he wasn't bad. He was just like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the host just says, like, ooh, I'm sorry, the answer was. Or, ooh, good guess, but you forgot to say it in the form of a question. You know, I mean, I guess I just don't.
I don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore?
No, they just stare at you until you do form it in the phrase of a question, and then you change it yourself.
Oh, I see. Pretty awesome.
It was like, if the question was, this king is the best king in the world, and you said, well, Chris, they just go. And you'd be like, I mean, what is Chris? Or who is Chris? And they'd be like, that's correct.
They'd be like, who is not Adam?
Wait, that's not
Adam. They'd
answer.
Be like, that is also correct.
And Adam is also somebody who has not been in my bathroom.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think he would be a great host. I think he would be just a good draw. You know, Ryan doesn't really care. He hates Jeopardy.
Nobody cares, Ryan. That's why I led with it. Nobody really gives a damn.
And Ryan also hates Star Trek The Next Generation.
I like The Next Generation.
Ryan loves everything.
I watch it for fun. I just watch it randomly. It's rare that I watch a show that I've already seen. Like, who the fuck? Why would I do that?
You
but that's
are
a show that
lying,
I watch.
Son of a bitch. Of all the people here that are more likely to watch a show that they've already seen, I would say it's Dave. But after Dave, it's you, because Dave just has more time.
Dave
gets the same amount of time.
We've already been through the math. You have 34 hours. Ryan has 16. Just fucking deal with it, man.
Oh, the other thing, I guess I watched another show the other day that I watched Moneyball. That's a show.
That's
I
a
feel
movie.
Like it's a good background show. I mean, it's a movie. Movies are a type of show.
No.
Yes.
No, I disagree.
Absolutely.
If we're talking in terms, we need to say show or movie.
They're all moving picture.
No,
moving picture shows.
But
that show's good, and I can watch that again and again. Like
I can watch
good,
Moneyball over and over again.
Yeah, and it's a good background. You don't have to pay attention. You just be like, yeah, baseball, people saying stuff, and math, good stuff.
Hey, isn't that Star-Lord? And you're like, yep, that's Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, yep.
Speaking of new shows, anybody watch the season 5 yet of fucking Space Twilight Zone that I can never remember the name of?
The Expanse?
No, Twilight Zone, the fucking... Netflix Twilight Zone of Death, where everything happens and you're like, oh, the world's sucky. I hate the world. The fuck, Black Mirror, season 5.
Oh.
All 3 episodes came out.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm 2/3 of the way through it because there's 3 goddamn episodes.
So how do you stick with that? I mean, because that one doesn't stick, it doesn't have an ongoing storyline, correct?
No, but they're all good. So when it comes back and they're like, hey, we have 5 new episodes, I'm like, cool, I'll watch those 5 new episodes because they're all good.
I should give it a chance again, but the reason it just always feels like if I watch, like I watched the one that you recommended, like one random one that came up in conversation, right?
Somebody else probably recommended it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, you did. It was the one
definitely not
where,
me.
Definitely you.
Hold
it was the one
up.
Where.
Which episode? Answer the question. Don't wait for the fucking translation.
It's the one where the like sort of the simulator to find your true love kind of thing. Anyways, doesn't matter. Maybe that was a different show.
That's a different show.
That was a different show. It was a different one that you told me about. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. The point is, it was you, and it's your fault.
That was Dave last week, right?
That was Dave last week.
Oh no. No.
I haven't watched that show yet.
Long ago, right. Black Mirror, long ago.
Then you're thinking of something else. Simulator to find your true love. That's definitely
the
not
show, that's a show like Soulmates.
Or no, was it the one with the up? It was the up votes, the popularity votes, and if you got your pop...
Yeah.
No,
I
was that one?
Yeah, that is an episode.
You may have watched
that
one, but I would not recommend that one. That's not the best one. So if I was going to recommend
one... Which one did you recommend again?
I don't even like that one that much. See, that's why I know it wasn't me, because you and...
Right,
you
Chris would recommend the pig fucking one.
I don't really like that one that much.
Which one do you like the best?
I like the one where the guy is talking about his friends recommending stuff, and then he gets stabbed in the back by a blade.
Yeah, that's the one you recommended, now that you remind me of it.
That's
okay.
A good one.
Ryan, don't turn around.
See, you knew that was the... I was going to say that anyway, so I just went with it. But what was I going to say about this? What were we talking about when you just got like belligerent about recommending something?
Because you're such a liar.
I watched one, but then knowing that the subsequent ones had nothing to do with it and not knowing if they're good, I like just never came back to it. So I basically have watched one show.
All right, but you don't remember which one it was.
It was the one you recommended.
You motherfucker, you're such a liar.
That is the truth. I just don't remember which one it was.
Did you never watch like Outer Limits on Sunday night?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Or any of that stuff, Ryan? You don't like
I really loved the Twilight Zone back in the day.
These are literally high budget Twilight Zones.
I know, but I was a different person then. Now I want to.
I was stupid and gay. Now I'm awesome.
I'm awesome and gay.
Now I'm awesome and gay. I haven't completely changed.
Yeah, you're awesome and gay. It's cool.
Let me see which ones. I'm gonna go through the seasons and. It's kind of annoying that there's like 3 episodes a season. So let's see. Season 1 of National Anthem, that's pig fucking. 15 Mil Merits, that's the upvoting one. And the entire history of you. That's the one that has memory implants for your for everybody.
Yep.
That one's interesting. Yep. I actually really like that one. If I had to, so far in season 1, if I had to recommend one, to be that one. Season 2 had Be Right Back. Okay, I don't remember that one very good. White Bear. remember that one. The Waldo moment. I don't remember season two very much. Let's go to season three. Nosedive. A woman just desperate to boost her social media score hits the jackpot when she's invited to a swanky wedding.
Okay. Yeah, that's the social media one.
Oh, okay. The other one was playtest.
The other one is, yeah.
Oh, I remember Playtest. Playtest was interesting. That's the game. That's the video game one.
Playtest was the video
game. Yep. Shut up.
Oh,
and
you know
what?
By the way, I'm thinking of, I think I'm thinking of the Orville episode where they do the popularity thing.
That makes
thing,
more
actually.
Sense.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, I hate this guy. Shut up and dance. After a virus infects his laptop, a teen faces a daunting choice. Carrot orders deliver a text message. Oh, yeah, or have him intimate secrets exposed.
Yeah, that twist is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. San Juan Opero or whatever, that's the GLBT one that everyone loves that won an Oscar or award or whatever.
Right.
Men Against Fire, after his first battle with an elusive enemy, a soldier begins to experience... Okay, that one's interesting, too. I like that one.
Yeah, with the implants, yeah.
And then Hated in the Nation is, after death of a journalist, center of social media fire, she needs a veteran detective her tech-savvy appetite. I don't remember that one very good, either. That's a good season, actually. There's a lot of good ones.
Season 3 is good, yeah.
Yeah. They had six episodes. Season four is the one that had the USS Callister, which is interesting, but it's not top of my list. Yeah, season four was a bitch because it had Crocodile, which made you sad. Hang the DJ, which made you sad. Metalhead, which made you sad. And Black Museum, which made you sad. Fuck that fucking season.
Jeez.
Well, they kind of all make you sad a little.
Well, you know, this season...
Hang the DJ. That one sounds familiar.
It might. Yeah, that does sound familiar. Probably because I spoke to you about it, but that might be one I spoke to you that you never watched because you're an asshole.
This is the dating one that you talked about. Pair dating program puts. Oh my gosh!
I probably didn't recommend it to you though. I talked to you and said it was interesting because they use algorithms and stuff, and you're like, that equals recommendation from Chris. Must watch.
I'm a different person. I am Ryan 4.0.
I would like one of our Japanese viewers to look that up and report what minute of what episode
We are live in chat. I don't know if you know that. We're streaming live as well. And I just got something from Hishikai Hindu who's saying that you're wrong. So there you go.
Is that your boss, Ryan?
That was like a really good name. That was like a Japanese Muslim Hindu name.
I'm just reading, man. I'm just reading.
He's a liar.
But episode 2 of this season has Miley Cyrus as the star of it, and it's pretty good and not depressing. It was really good, actually. It was not really good, but it was good. It was good. And it wasn't depressing. That's what I liked about it. It wasn't super depressing. Yay.
Is that your second recommendation, then, would
no.
you say?
No, it is not.
Okay.
I recommend you fucking find your own shit and start watching Star Trek over and over again. Or Moneyball for the fifth time.
Oh, yeah. Or if you're going to watch Star Trek, watch Discovery, dude. It's fucking great.
He doesn't have CBS All Access. Wait, no, what's Discovery? Yeah, CBS All Access.
Yeah, CBS All Access.
He didn't have that.
Even well, though they actually, are now he, showing it on...
Say,
is it NBC
CBS.
Or something?
CBS,
yeah.
CBS.
Like they started season one.
Season 1.
Oh, and so they're showing it every Saturday or something like
see,
that.
See, that's just smart, because then people
it was
be
on
like...
tonight.
That's just smart because people are like, hey, that's interesting. I want to know what happens in season two now, damn it. And then they get CBS All Access. Yeah. Smart, smart people.
Smart.
But anyways, that's out. It's three episodes. Pretty good, but three episodes kind of sucks. Maybe they got annoyed. Maybe they got hit by COVID during development or something. Or maybe it's just three episodes like season one was.
Maybe. Well, remember there was that article that he put out and said, like, hey, man, stuff is so fucked up right now at the beginning, like the first 6 months. He said, like, dude, we're just not going to do this because it's like depressing. And it's probably why they wrote the one that isn't a depressing episode, because they were just like, hey.
It's still good. Don't get me wrong. But
right.
Yeah, 34663. Should be 346643, but they fucked up.
Oh, yeah. So how about that episode of The Mandalorian?
Mando!
I do that at work every time a guy walks by. He just is like, hey, what's up, guy? I just yell Mando at him. It's so fun. I'm like, it's such a good voice. And you're like, are you being racist? I don't know.
What name, somebody's first name was what what is somebody's first name that's closest that you could refer to them as Mando and it wouldn't be too obtuse?
Man.
Who the fuck's first name is Man?
I don't know. Cool Chinese guy. Like Ip Man. Yeah. Boom. That was for Ryan.
Mark is probably too far away. Mark. Marco! Yeah. That's not as cool. I mean,
right.
Manimble? Is somebody saying Manimble?
Manimble. Doctor
Mandible. Doctor Manimble Lecter.
That was awesome. Doctor Mandible here.
That might work.
Yeah. It was a good episode though. Like I just liked it a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mandy. Mandy's a good one. If I knew a Mandy, I'd fucking call her Mando. All the time.
Mando!
Okay, we'll talk more about
you
it.
You get Amanda. You get Amanda. You get Amanda out of that.
Amando!
Amando!
maybe. Talk about
it. Yeah, it was just like, it's like, hey, I got my speeder bike filled with my armor and stuff, my Mandalorian armor, and I'm driving, and he gets bushwhacked by some guys, and fucks him up, and has to walk back. Dude, it was like, it was such a cowboy thing, like, hey, we got you. And he's like, do you?
Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, man, I need to know about more Mandalorians. He's like, I don't know anybody. Dr. Mandible knows somebody. But he ain't going to tell you unless he pays the debt. And pays the debt. Here you go.
I'm doing my best to remember this episode. Okay, I'm starting to remember. Me and Ryan talked about it a little bit, so it kind of, you know,
and then there's a frog lady.
A frog lady.
And then Baby Yoda is just all like.
So me and Amy have a debate about that.
Yeah,
I think he's keeping him safe. He can see the future, and he knows the rest are gonna like die, and he's keeping him safe inside him somehow. She's like, and everybody else in the world, by the way, is like, no, he's just eating them. So I have a far out theory that he's just keeping those eggs safe for some reason.
I mean, I might buy that until later when he starts eating the spider eggs.
But he was eating those because he knew those were evil. I mean, they were going to attack him.
I think it was funny that he was eating those things. Yeah, that was like a cute episode. Like, except for the part where it was like a mix of cute and horror.
It was horror.
It was like, hey, look at parents who were on the fence about whether their kids can watch this. It's pretty funny. Bring them on in. And then, like, oh no, you've made a mistake.
If your kids did not have arachnophobia, now they do.
Because it was actually probably the most, like, it was scarier, like, in a, like, a horror sense, you know what I mean? Because those monsters were pretty freaky, know what I mean?
It reminded me of...
Go ahead. I was gonna say, the boys, they were fine. They didn't get freaked out by that. Well, they spent most of the time walking around going... You know, just trying to mimic Yoda.
They weren't even paying attention, goddammit. Yeah, no, arachnophobia freaked me out, the movie. So, like, and those were just little spiders. And now these guys are, like, huge and stuff and scary. So, I can see it.
Yeah.
It was still fun, though. I don't know. I thought it was, I didn't think it was as fun as the other episode, though. The Hearst episode.
Well, yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You gotta start off strong.
No,
and they gotta cool it down a little bit.
Here's how I roll. Strong, 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 strong. The end.
No, but I thought it was a good episode about parenting overall. It's all like, you know, because basically Mando's like the adopted father of this child here. And it's all like, hey, man, he's pretty cool. He does a lot of cool stuff. Oh, wait, now he's in the not listening stage. It's like, hey, stay here. Don't eat those things. And he just does whatever he wants. Don't wander off. Don't do this stuff. I mean, the mother was all, like, super protective of her, and then the other mother was also super protective of her kids. You know, the spider mom was super protective. So it's like, it was a cool, weird parenting episode.
I like the giant ant by the Ant-Man director.
Yep, giant ant, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Dude, that, because he directed 1 and 2, Ant-Man 1 and 2. Is he going to do 3, 2?
Yeah.
And then they put a giant ant in. Why? Because I fucking like ants. I'm an Ant-Man dude. Don't worry about it.
Right. Which is funny, because that's even, like, was, like, one of those drawings that whatever the guy who did all the original artwork for Star Wars did, like, 50 years ago or 40 years ago now. Yeah, so he's just like, it's called the White Spider. It's a White Spider monster. I don't know why I drew it. It just is. But, yeah, and I like how the New Republic, they're cops, and they're like, hey, let's switch to the other channel. And all of a sudden, the X-Wing...
I know. That was fun.
All right.
That was fun.
All right. All right.
And
hey, would you mind pulling over here real quick?
We ran the tabs.
Right, exactly. Tabs.
Like, could you turn on your transponder? Ah, it's broke.
Yeah.
Oh, then we'll just escort you while you fix it.
And me and Ryan talked about it already, but it took me a long time, in fact, to the end of the episode, to realize who the old X-Wing pilot was. And I don't know if you guys watched the show, but fucking, I didn't know. I didn't know it was so cool. Fucking Kim's Convenience, the grandpa, the oppa from Kim's Convenience, was the older X-Wing pilot. And I was like, why the fuck is he in it? And he's just a huge Star Wars fan. He goes to he goes to a bunch of conventions, he dresses up and shit, and he visited the set last season. They're like, hey, come be an X-Wing pilot. That must have been fucking amazing for a fan. That must have been awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
I don't remember
show
the guy's
all your
name.
Friends. I don't know his actor name, yeah.
But it threw me off because he's speaking in perfect English accent, and I'm used to him going, ah, sneak attack.
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea.
See you.
Well, they had, I guess I'm remembering, they had Pillboy on at one point. Oh, yeah, he was like a village. I'm just remembering other shows, like characters. Pillboy was in there in the village back in the one, way back in season one.
Yeah, because he was from the village where they were like where the ATST was. And he's like, hey, man, can you? I told you he wasn't going to do it. That was just all like.
Now, did they ever decide if he was part of the 60-man dance crew? I don't remember if Pillboy was actually part of the crew. I don't think he was, but how could he not? I don't know 60
was,
people.
I don't think he was.
fucking
60 man dude.
Nelson Mandela.
Mandela. Oh, see right there. There you go. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that show is good.
Was the other X-Men pilot anybody I'm supposed to know? I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, Dave Filoni, like the guy who is a director and he's directed and he did all the episodes of all like Adam's cartoon shows that you hate.
Rebels,
he was Clone Wars, all this. Like, yeah.
He was the director or he was a voice?
Yeah. No, like, yeah. Creative, he's one of the directors and the director. Yeah, the creative director of all the Star Wars stuff. They're like, they finally said, like, hey, let's just give it to a guy who likes Star Wars, like, a lot.
But there's no reason why I would know who he is.
No.
not unless you, like,
I don't watch those shows.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I did like the callback. Fucking X-Wing pilots are ace crack shots with bolt with laser. But just from that callback to when those stormtroopers couldn't hit the can.
Yep.
Stormtroopers can't hit shit. X-Wing pilots can hit a small spider from 400 feet or something. It's awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, this is a fun show. Despite me thinking it was more of a dud, I think it was still good.
Right.
It did feel like it was an episode, you know, like a filler episode where they have you're forwarding a plot, but this is totally an episodic series where they'll just throw in one where random shit happens, which has maybe a loose tie-in or maybe, but it's like not forwarding the plot. It felt like it was a not forwarding the plot.
Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like if you had 50 minutes of that and then the last 10 minutes he gets to a place and then there's like a plot point, like, hey, I'm here, you were looking for me, or something, you know, something to, could. Otherwise it feels like it's a side adventure that never gets back on track kind of a thing.
Right, and they could say like, oh shit, should we put this like a season, episode 2, or maybe we could slide it in as episode 7, and then we just have to connect it, you know, like it's one that they just fill in between, like if we put it episode 2, yeah, it just didn't, it probably could be snipped. From like
fun,
a
though.
Plot perspective.
There's lots of fun parts.
Yeah. Enjoyable for sure.
It did feel like some of the, I guess, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say some of the complicated incidents seemed a bit like forced, but it was fine. It's fine. We're good. Like, why is the spider lady going fucking out of the stay in the goddamn place and cover up, you fucking spider lady. Don't, or it's not spider lady, but frog lady. Don't go looking for a goddamn vent or fissure or some sort of warm place. There's spiders everywhere. Everyone knows there's spiders everywhere. Sheesh.
They didn't know that until the kid ate one of the eggs. they caused them to open up.
You told me they were created like in the 70s, so she should have fucking known about it.
Yeah, but she's also frog. She's kind of dumb.
She looked like a smart frog. That is, that's frog racist.
She hot wired an android.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But after you tell him to get back to work, to your point, Kristen, why would you go walk away?
Yeah, like, that's me. All right,
get back to work.
You've convinced me. Now I'm going to leave now.
Yeah,
but you know, it's fine. It's fine. It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed watching it. So that was...
Yeah. What else? Oh, well, we got an official date on the WandaVision today.
Oh, what is it?
January 15th.
Man, they told me December, these motherfuckers.
I know.
Something happened. Something pushed it off.
I'm going to have to give up Marvel. They keep breaking my heart.
So, December 2020 will officially be the first year since 2009 where there have been no Marvel properties coming.
I blame Ryan. Sorry, man.
I do blame Ryan. Sorry, man.
What did I do?
I mean, they had their chance. They could have dropped Black Widow.
What didn't you do?
You make a good point.
Yeah, they didn't do anything with Black Widow, did they? They're like, no, we're keeping that. We want our millions of dollars. Give us our millions of dollars.
Right.
Give us our billions of dollars. Because what do they have? 75.3 million subscribers right now?
Yes, they're gonna by the end of this month. They said they're gonna break 74 million subscribers.
What's Netflix have?
100 something.
Netflix,
but they're I know. I mean, they're eating its lunch right now. As in, like, how fast they're getting there. Netflix took a long time to get there, but
yeah,
we are in a stream central world now, which is pretty nice. It is. It's like there's a million things to watch at a million at any given time.
Actually today, the fucking Willow Creek got back to me. They're like, we're really sorry. I wrote them like a month ago.
Right.
About renting a theater, and they're like, we're really sorry. Like, all our emails were going somewhere else, and the person that is checking them wasn't checking them, and we're really sorry, but here's the skinny, baby. You get, like, it's $100 to rent the theater, and then you can watch, you can either bring what any movie you want to watch and it's free, or you can watch any new property that is around or out in the theaters, and it costs $10 each. So that's what it is. So if you get 10 people, it breaks down to about double the ticket price for a personal theater, which is kind of cool. If you get 20 people, it breaks down to $15 for a ticket. Not too bad, right, for a personal theater. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be something to do for, I don't know, Christmas time, since people probably won't be getting to... Well, who knows? Who knows what'll happen? I mean, yeah.
Ryan hates that idea.
I know, but he'll come around. He'll, like, he'll virtually be there. He'll somebody will bring a laptop. iPhone or iPad.
Open Discord and have that going.
Yeah, I like the idea. It depends on when. Like, if it's fucked up time or not.
What do you mean? What's a fucked up time?
It depends on how widespread the coronavirus outbreak is.
Okay.
It's worldwide, right?
Yeah.
it's like everywhere.
Okay, maybe that's the wrong word, but if you don't know what I mean, then you're a dipshit. If you're fucking with me, then fuck off. How about that?
Jesus. Oh, there goes our podcast.
Man, you have been hanging out with your sister a lot. You fucking got a mouth on you. You just can't explain shit.
Hey, you're lucky he didn't shoot you like his sister would.
Yeah, you would have deserved it, too.
Oh, that's probably the best joke I've heard all night. And I've been watching a lot of YouTube, and there's lots of jokes on there.
Yeah. No, okay, whatever. Whatever, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you don't tell me anything. You asked if I
could. Oh, but see, man, that's the
I answered
thing.
Like, honestly.
You can
even
bring
though,
a movie, though.
Despite the fact that Dave was just needling me for the fun of it.
Hey, well, dude, I don't get to see you very often, so I gotta needle you when I can. Right?
Guys,
I used to be able to see you say, what would the average I would see you in a week? See you, twice. You know, a few hours.
Maybe,
no,
maybe,
no, I'm
I'd
saying
say
total
average,
time. Total time, right?
Two, bring four it down hours. 2.3, maybe 2.3.
But say on Tuesdays I'd see you for at least 4 hours, and then Fridays I'd see you for like, you know, 2.5 hours. You know, so throughout the week I would see you, you know, close to 6-7 hours, right? Now if I see you, you know, for way less than that, it's just the concentrated needling you're gonna get. It's fucking how math works. I'd expect you to understand that.
I would expect you to, instead, like, all of the nice things you do, to just concentrate nice things.
Wait. What nice things? What are you talking about?
Like the 2 or 3 a year. Like, I would think I'd get
you're gonna get a bunch per unit. Hey, per unit time. I'm still holding on to that that sweet, delicious Canadian white that I got.
What?
When I got that sweet Canadian yeast, like imported.
Oh, that's true. See, one of them. That does. It should be more concentrated.
But it was concentrated. It was super concentrated. You see, it's Canadian yeast.
That is good yeast. I actually can make some pizza soon because I fried up some red peppers and I had leftovers and I thought
this
some roasted red peppers on a pizza. It's good.
You should just, whatever you make, you should put a little bit aside and say, like, this is a perfect pizza topping. You like, you make
lasagna, perfect pizza topping.
Yeah, everything can go on top of pizza.
This is my lasagna lo mein pizza. Try it.
Oh, see?
That might work.
Yeah.
If it did, it would be unique.
It might work.
Yeah, I got you.
It's possible.
PS5 came out, right? That's something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you could only order it online. You couldn't go to stores and stuff like that as they figured and stuff. But then, a bunch of places had a place where you'd get there, basically, so like, hey, we're going to have everyone attempt to buy this at a time. So it was, like, 11. Walmart was having it, so we were at work, and it was like, oh, click, refresh. Hey, cool, I got it. Put in cart. All Walmart.com crashed. And it just started going burp, and it had like, sorry about the error. And then
it's such a fucking obvious thing that's going to happen. Why are people so dumb? They don't know.
Right. Like, we had made it so it's like, hey, we each got one to a cart, and then everything crashed. We're like, eh, that's pretty funny.
Wait, why did it crash?
Because a bajillion people tried to get it at once, and the servers are retarded.
Yeah. Right.
Did Reddit went down yesterday?
YouTube went down yesterday.
And YouTube went down yesterday.
Is it all because everyone tried to go to Walmart and get one?
That'd be funny if they were trying. But I was surprised. Like, well, especially YouTube. YouTube was down worldwide for like a couple hours.
That's a lot of money.
And Reddit, just the both of them being down was just weird. Like, because it's confusing. Yep. Like, I was like looking up something.
It's the end of the world.
And I wanted to send. There's this funny video. I should send it. It's funny as fuck. To my dad, because it was his birthday recently, and I sent him this thing where they asked this guy, like, this old guy, how old is he? And he's like, I don't know, 78? And then the guy's like, higher, 79? And the guy's actually like 97 or something, like, and then
98, yeah.
And then he's like, fucking shit, I'm an old man. You know, or like, he swears and shit. It's funny.
Yeah, it's like,
I gotta link that.
And then next year I'm gonna be 100? Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna be an old fuck. He says or something.
Right.
And I like that he says gonna be. He's like 98, and he says I'm gonna be old.
You never you never think you're old, right? Everyone thinks.
Yeah, it's a good attitude. I like that.
Did you see the reason why their outage was? There was a very specific reason. I don't know if you.
I did not see the. Mm. At the time I looked into it, it was when it was down, and then they just had said it's down. We're aware and working on it.
Yeah, I came out today, I believe around noon. It's Trump is attempting to take down social media before he launches his attack on the democracy. So he's doing his best, and that's it. This was the Spanish War of his World War II. So.
Is Trump still, like, what's good, I think, as far as the Trump thing, and is that, like, I haven't paid any attention. Like, to me, it's over and don't care. And if a large percentage of the population is in that camp, which they probably are, then, like, it weakens his attempts to destroy democracy because they're like, we don't care about you anymore. Now you're just an old guy.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
The nice thing is Pennsylvania, the lead in Pennsylvania got so big that it's no longer an automatic recount.
Recount, yep.
I mean, unless they start throwing out votes because of all the lawsuits there, you know, in which case it doesn't matter anymore.
Like the postal guy who's like, yeah, I was totally bringing all these bad ballots in. No, I wasn't. I'm sorry.
Well, people are off. They're like the fucking, what is it, the governor of Texas or something? It's like, I'll give $1 million if anybody can prove voter fraud. Like he's, and that's, I want to find voter fraud, not disprove.
Did you see the guy who did that? It was like a voter fraud. It was basically another guy, another governor or something. Like, yeah. The lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania said, hey, governor, you know, blah, blah, here's someone who fucking did it. Oh, wait. It's one of your voters. And it's like, give me $1 million. And by the way, the Cowboys suck.
Oh, he found a Republican one? Okay,
yes.
I see what you're saying.
That's pretty funny. Good work.
And there's actually a video out, too, like, of a lady who's all like, yeah, I'm on probation because I voted for, in 2016, I voted for Trump. And then a few days later, I went to try to vote for Trump again in another location. And they're just like, hey, I usually thought that was Lips who did that. And she's like, argh. And they're just like...
That's a pretty great response.
Yeah, she's a... I was just like, come on.
Yeah, I suspect that there is cases of voter fraud, but I would... Even, like, let's say I was angry and disgruntled about the outcome, and I was like, voter fraud. I would also think, like, if there was voter fraud this time, like, for or against my candidate, basically, why wouldn't have there been similar people taking advantage of voter fraud loopholes for my candidate last time? And like I guess I would find it hard to believe that voter fraud was one-sided. Like,
it's exactly, but nobody ever talks,
you know what
about,
I mean? Like,
nobody on the left or Democrats are always like, they never say anything about let's look into voter fraud because it's not a thing that's relevant.
Right.
Also, too, the ballots had, like, Republicans winning things. But they're like, ah, they just, like, that very first top line, that's just the false part of the ballot. It's like, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, a ballot has president, senators, House, and stuff like that. They're accepting the results of the House, where they won, the Senate's seats, where they've won. But the president part is the part that, like, they're yelling about.
Oh,
they're accepting
right,
that. They're,
right, right.
They're not
saying.
About, they're not saying voter fraud is in the smaller venues.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, are you really think there's voter fraud? Or are you mad that you lost? Because yeah, I didn't hear you asking to investigate voter fraud when Trump won. I mean,
right.
You know. Yeah. Oh, is that the responsibility of the losers to complain about voter fraud, or? You know, like, are you like?
If you don't want to be a loser anymore, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my point is, like, you know, like, they're a bunch of fucks, and they're not being patriotic or honest. They're just like mad that they lost. And if they were patriotic and honest about this, then it would be a consistent voter fraud argument that's been going on consistently for years. But it was pretty damn quiet when Trump won. You know what I mean?
So remember, patriotism is the virtue of the vicious, according to Oscar Wilde.
Oh, shit. Right. I don't know exactly what that means.
Mr. Sean Connery said that in The Rock.
Right, and remember that the tree of freedom must be filled with the blood of patriots.
From time to time.
Fed with, from time to time. Right, and you're like, oh, shit, okay. A little dark there. But... we are getting some good Saturday Night Lives, man, because that Saturday Night Live with Chappelle was fucking good.
I watched that monologue that Chris recommended.
Well, Chris recommended it?
You know what? I would recommend that. That is something I would recommend, yes.
Well, you did recommend.
Yeah, facts, but unlike the other thing, which I did not recommend.
You're sounding like a whiffly waffly.
Well, here's the thing, why I'm so adamant about it. 485,000 people have looked at my reviews online. I'm a trusted source. I don't want to be one of these fake news fuckers, okay? My recommendations carry some weight. Thank you very much.
They're like... yeah. But that shit was funny. I had a joke in my mind, and it was funny. It was just couldn't be vocalized.
wait, what? why
I was
not?
Just imagining someone who was like clicking around and being like, Wahlburger, this is great. You know, and this guy said some good reviews, and then clicking, can we find more reviews from him? Let's go to like Walgreens in Brooklyn Park now because I've heard good things. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, you know, that's exactly what happens. People know me as a trusted source. They yeah, favor they me. They're go. Like, whenever I'm in Brooklyn Park, I need to know what Chris thinks and all the things.
Like, what should we do? I guess we should probably go to this like one weird barber shop.
Why are there all these burger joints that are recommended?
I guess I'll get a massage.
It's not even the burger joint. It's the bathrooms of the burger joints. Dude likes to shit places.
Yeah, well, that's what
you can't fire me. I'm Aunt Jemima.
I did feel like that episode like was Chappelle light though, other than the monologue. It felt like there wasn't like it was weird like that.
Oh, chocolate. Yeah, I'm not even black. I'm chocolate.
Well, if he's chocolate, look at them. I'm look chocolate at them. Too.
I'm chocolate. Look at those lips.
America, look at Pete Davidson's big, juicy lips.
I only watched the monologue.
You only watched the monologue. It was pretty good. I thought that.
I thought like Weekend Update with Kate McKinnon as Rudy Giuliani was good again.
Yes,
she does that pretty good.
Like fuck that guy, dude. That guy's a man.
Crazy in the head.
That guy is fucking insane, dude. Like when he is like, I'm gonna book the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons, like,
all right.
Like,
I got a theory about this. All right.
Okay.
Because at first I thought it was fake news. Because me and Amy got an argument about earlier about something like this today. I'm stepping back a few steps. I'll talk about the argument. Now, this leads into a bigger conversation too. But a lot of what is reported on Trump is not actually real. It's not what I would call factual, right? I hate the guy. I would not be surprised if he died. But the news loves to run stories on, like, he's broke. He got no money. That ain't true, all right? He not broke. He ain't got no money. He got money. But I thought this was a mistake. I thought that, no, there's no way this is right. There's no way. This is obviously fake. This is not, there's no way. But it's definitely true, right? So they what was it? The Four Seasons gardening or some shit? What'd they
do? Four Seasons total landscaping.
What I think actually happened was there is a fucking staffer in there, the guy who's or the girl who's responsible for booking this stuff, and was like, I'm on my way out. Fuck these guys. Fuck their attitudes. I'm going to book this shit, and that's what they have to deal with. Because otherwise, how could you do that, like, accidentally? It just doesn't make sense.
But I guess they are cashing in. They, like, made a bunch of stuff that's like, Make America Rake Again. they got a whole bunch of t-shirts and hoodies and stickers that say lawn in order. Yeah, so these guys are like, just like, fuck it, dude, we are going all in. Hey guys, I know we don't make a lot of money, but fucking pool all the money. How much you got? I got $400. Let's do this. Let's get these shirts. They're gonna sell out. But come on, it's between, let's see, the place is in between a jail, which is just up the road, a porn store, which is right next door, and a bail bondsman place.
Yeah, I heard the porn dude was angry because his parking lot was full.
Yeah.
My customers can't get to my store because you guys are all in my parking lot.
That is fucking funny.
I just like, you know, some of the, again, some of the memes that are coming out, why don't you? We'll go see you at the Waldorf Salad or something like that. You know, they're just taking other locations and just adding them. They're fun.
Yeah, the Enterprise one I liked. I heard Trump really likes Enterprise Rental Car, or no, the show Enterprise.
Surprise!
And it shows. It's just good memes. Yeah, the internet wins every time. You can't beat it.
Yeah. But Dave, what else you got?
Oh. What else we got? Umbrella Academy officially renewed for a third season.
Yep. So we figured as much.
Yeah. Good to see what happens now with the Sparrow Academy instead of the Umbrella Academy. What else we got? Oh, Johnny Depp has resigned from Fantastic Beasts. that whole series because of his whole lawsuit with his ex-wife Amber Heard.
That's fucked up, dude.
Matt
Mikkelsen.
What happened?
So, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, right?
Like
Johnny
five.
Depp, you know who he is.
You
know, Johnny
five.
Depp. She basically said, hey, he beats me and does, he's an abusive spouse and stuff like that. And he's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, blah, 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 look at all these things. Like, they have cameras around the house. They have, like, bodyguards, all kind of stuff. And they say, like, she is the one that is the violent one that, like, she would put makeup on to make it look like he hit her and stuff like that. And they have video proof that she's hitting him and stuff like that. And, but, so, Fantastic Beasts, which is based out of the UK and stuff like that, Warner Brothers still said, hey, Johnny Depp, you know, we'd like you if you'd step down from this franchise and stuff like that. And he's like, why, dude? And the judge still signed, just because we find evidence of her being abusive doesn't mean that you're not an abusive spouse.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. You're guilty until we prove you innocent.
That right, we know sense. That. I mean, so he stepped down. He says, you know, I'm officially, like, you know, because they requested it. They didn't fire him. They requested it. He's still getting his 8 figures, so he's still getting paid for everything that he would
Fuck
be paid.
It, yeah. Fuck it. Like, right. Sure, you want to pay me millions of dollars to quit? Fine. Fuck
but
you.
I'll never work with you. As the internet does, it basically it's just railing on her because it's not like she is the worst and he didn't do anything wrong. So.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. It is one of those things where it's like, just because we prove she is something doesn't prove that you're not something.
Well, and that's why he lost the lawsuit against the publication out of the UK. He was suing, it was a libel lawsuit, and the judge threw that out. So, for that very exact reason.
Alright.
So, but they did say we have a replacement for him, which will be Mads Mikkelsen. The guy from Rogue One and Hannibal.
Yes.
Who was he in Rogue One?
Her father, like the guy who built the Death Star.
Okay. All right. I didn't really care for those shows anyways. I don't care. It's funny, we just got the, what's the thing you get every Christmas? Like the magazine with the really expensive skull alt artwork in it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's like the something mint or not Franklin Mint, but you know, you get like,
yeah,
but it has turned into the Harry Potter book because like 90% of it is Harry Potter wands. It's where you buy a Harry Potter wand and stuff, and it's really annoying because like it used to be fun to look at the cool pop culture stuff that they could sell that was like $200 chessboards.
I think I know
and stuff.
It's like a sweet, like it's just like cool, high quality collectible arty things in a, like a well-made catalog.
Yeah, you get
I
it,
remember that.
You get it once a year, basically. You can buy a batarang that sits on your wall. It's actually made of metal for $50 or a pendant or something. But and a lot of chessboards. Everything's a chessboard. There's a Lord of the Rings chessboard and a Star Wars chessboard.
Sure.
But, like, seriously, 90% of the book now is fucking Harry Potter. Like, if you go through it, it makes me sad because I'm like, this used to be fun. Now there's 3 pages I care about.
Yeah. That sucks.
Okay. I don't know who Amber Heard is, by the way.
Mira from Aquaman. The redhead from Aquaman.
Oh, she seems so nice in that show.
That's what makes her, terrible. Because she could turn on being nice and then turn it off.
Interesting.
Interesting. Why can't she just be mean all the time like Ryan?
No, me and Amy have been fighting recently. Not fighting, but enough where she gets annoyed. And I've come to a conclusion, which I want your support or resistance for. Okay.
Okay.
Resistance. I choose resistance.
Well, you don't know. Okay.
I see. You want us to pick after the fact?
It's everybody be nice to Ryan. Resistance. Sorry, we got to resist that. No, it's this. It's not my responsibility to try to make Amy a better person. Or what I perceive as a better person, right? Or to live by my standards, I guess, or whatever. And this whole thing came up through the Trump thing, where I'm like, there's enough reasons to hate Trump that if you come up with one that's not true, I don't need to fucking care about it, and I don't need to parrot it, kind of a thing. And because obviously there's a lot of people who hate the fucker, and they make shit up about him, which I would too if I wasn't, but I don't need to. I already hate him. There's enough good reasons to hate him. He was never peed on by prostitutes. I'm sorry. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. He has money. He's a shitty businessman, apparently, but he still has money. He's not broke. But the news made it seem like he's broke. He's bankrupt. He has declared bankruptcy, but everybody does like that. So I was trying to explain, like, listen, he's a shitty person. I hate him, but I don't believe that because I've seen no evidence of that. Why are you always defending Trump? I'm like, I'm not. I'm not. I'm trying to live in reality. I'm trying to be like, there's a danger
you're
to...
You're being rash.
Yes, and there's a danger to believing everything about anyone says about anybody, and you believe it just because you don't like the person. But that's not my job anymore. My job is to be... It's easier just to say, okay, whatever you think is cool. We don't need to argue about it. And I'm not sure... do you agree with that, or do you not agree with that?
Are you saying... Do you agree with your choice on how to deal with Amy?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm asking.
Okay, all right. I'm just verifying.
It's exactly what I'm asking.
Should I do what I'm doing, which is give up and ignore her stupidity? I just paraphrasing what you said.
But, I mean, there's a lot of people that do this, right? There's a lot of people who hate somebody and then they believe everything about that person because they hate them. And it's... Should be fine, I guess. I just get annoyed by it, but, you know, why do I get annoyed by it? I don't know. I just do.
Because you want to be correct.
Maybe.
That's me. It's like, God damn it, I know I'm right. But, all right, not worth arguing. Not worth fighting.
She understand? She's got to understand. She's smart. It's like, believing every bad thing about him is just... It's equal to believing every good thing that the other side says about him. He's perfect, dude. He does all this great stuff. He does this and this and this and this. Even if they're false, I think there's the false equivalency of like believing every negative thing about someone because you hate them is also the same as believing every awesome thing that someone says about them because you like them.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is an emotional response. I don't think this is a logical response. And some people are okay with that. They're like, this is my response. It's based on emotion, but I don't care. I'm done. That's enough.
Assuming she doesn't care that, or she does not want to be better or something. You know, like she doesn't want to improve in the way you think she could. I guess let's put it that way.
Well, I think there's some truth there too, right, in her mind, because I don't know. Yeah, yes. I don't think. Well, I think it's easy. It's easier. You don't have to put the mental capacity to be like, okay, let's suss out what's true and what's not true. Let's just say he's a bad person, move on. And we've had this conversation with lots of people. Chris Brown today. Wait, was that his name? R. Kelly? I don't know. It must be R. Kelly. No, who's the dude that beat Whitney Houston?
Bobby Brown.
Some black guy beating a black woman. Yeah. There's a lot of different instances.
Bobby Brown. I think you're right. Fucking Michael Jackson. We have these discussions where she's very much like, I don't want you playing this song anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, he's a victim as well as being a victimizer, and he made good music. So, like, I don't think somebody is all evil or all good. I'm going to listen to good music and realize that people are more than just good or bad. There's a nuance there.
Especially separating art from artist.
That, and especially considering the motherfucker has been fucked up. Like, nobody, no child actors get out. Very few child actors get out, like,
right, yes,
mentally stable. This kid was taken as, like, 5 years old and from then been in the spotlight. And, yeah, he grew up, but he's still, that damage is done. I mean,
right.
Not, yep. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with it. And then to say, I think not everybody's good or evil. And I wish people would see it that more, but I think that takes a lot of nuance that some people don't want to see. And it's not my responsibility. Actually, it might be my responsibility, but I don't want to do it anymore. To see if my wife wants to see it that way.
That seems like a very level-headed approach that would be one-fifth of a collective to rule the country. See, it's very level-headed to not think like a Sith.
Wait, which one? The part where he gives up and like, I don't care if you believe me. Fuck it,
right,
whatever.
Like,
sure.
You know, like, no, well, the thing is, it's not his job to make it, like, as a benevolent dictator, it's not my job to, you know, you can act out all you want. You can act like, you know, do whatever.
Yeah, see, so, and I pretty much settled on this, and then on my run, because runs make me think more, I was thinking, well, the only change you can make in your life is yourself and try to those people around you. And you want to cultivate the people around you. You want to cultivate of a loving people that are supportive of you, but also, you know, bring positivity into the world. And that's not what this is, you know. I would not consider it a positive approach to these people. I would consider it a negative approach. So is it my responsibility, being it somebody that I live with and love, or is it better just to not talk about it and move on?
Mm-hmm. It's tough because it may not work. Like talking it's not a guarantee by any means, right?
I talk. I talk sometimes like, you don't understand what you're doing. This is this way because of this. And then he's like, oh, Jesus.
It's like, right. What the fuck did you just say?
Down that road a few times in the last few months?
Right. I personally would have a hard time. I tend to like say it how it is at the cost of all other things. You know what I mean? And it's not always the best choice. So being able to consider not saying how it is something that is something to consider. But like, I could let someone stew in it, but then if they said, what do you think to me? I'd be like, I think you're completely wrong and full of shit, and so is everybody else. You know, like, I would try to be diplomatic, but if someone asked my opinion on it, or directly, like, shared with me something, I think I'd be honest, and then I don't have a choice. That's just who I am.
Well, it came up organically today. Like, I was stretching on the floor, and Adonis ran over and jumped on me, and I put him in the air, and he's like, I'm flying. And for some reason, I had that song, and I was like, I believe I can fly. And he was like, I believe I can fly. And I was like, Alexa. Hang on, I gotta wait till Alexa stops. Otherwise, she's gonna play shit.
There's no active call.
Just, thank you. I was like, play I Believe I Can Fly. And then Amy's like, no, we don't listen to that song in this house because of all the baggage that goes along with it. So that's how it comes up organically. And then I feel dejected. I'm like, ugh. And there is an argument for her stance. Don't get me wrong. There is an argument for this person did this. They're a terrible person. I don't want to support them in any way. I'm not saying there's not.
Yeah.
But.
Well,
it sounds like she's not willing to have that conversation with you. So it's, but it's maybe not worth the fight.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know. Yeah. I'm lost.
Hey, just remember, like, context is for kings.
That's true. But
right, like we see behind the laws and the rules, and we see the greater picture of the world. Everyone else is but small compared to the grandeur that we all maintain.
I think a big thing that makes me angry about it too is that is like her response is like a microcosm of how the world is right now. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? This is all good or all bad, and most people think that way, and it just kind of annoys me. And I think that's one of the reasons why it rubs me the wrong way. Speaking of the clan, isn't it like, don't you spell clan CLAN?
Yep.
Then how come the Ku Klux Klan is the KKK? Are they just so dumb they don't know that the clan starts with a C?
Yes.
It's just marketing. It looks cool. KKK is like, I mean, literally, it's like a better acronym. Just like Nine Inch Nails chose their letters because, like, he thought N-I-N, like, could be made to look cool. And he was right. Nine Inch Nails fucking looks cool.
Are you just relating Nine Inch Nails to the Ku Klux Klan?
He did. They're basically the same.
Yeah, they have relations. See, this is an example of where you can state that the Ku Klux Klan chose good letters without supporting in any way the Ku Klux Klan. Let me just be clear here. I denounce the Ku Klux Klan.
Ryan, anyone who has to say that is obviously a Klan member.
Yeah, I just think that the letters are a good choice. Like, AAA, you know, is it really alcoholics? Wait, what does it stand for? AAA is a different thing.
AA.
AA is alcoholics.
Triple A is like when you get a car accident and they need to come tow your car.
Yeah, and they just picked it because it was three
first
letters.
It was first in the album.
And they listed first in the white pages back then or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shit, what I was going to say about that. But, oh, I don't remember. Fuck. But that was funny when Chappelle did that. He was like, you guys don't want to wear masks? You wear masks out to your Klan rallies? Just fucking wear your Klan masks to Walmart so we can be safe.
Yeah, I like when he was saying, talking about the, like, you know, and then you got women getting paid
I don't know.
It's too much.
It's like, what, is it 70%? It doesn't matter. Either way,
it's too
way
much.
Too much. That shit was funny. And everybody was like, oh, shit.
But yeah, that's what halfway through, he's like, I thought this was supposed to be a comedy show, but people don't want to laugh. Because we're at a point where people don't know if they can laugh at things. It makes me sad. Like, you can laugh at shit that's ridiculous. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, maybe I'll stop.
That's true.
Stop the conversations for a while. I don't know. See how that goes.
I think you got to balance it. Maybe the right thing to do is like one third of the time say, well, there's another perspective. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Yeah, all right.
But two-thirds might be too much, and one-half might be too painful. But, you know, one-third, at least you can keep your personal, like, you know, you can feel like you're holding to the integrity of your beliefs.
Without sharing them. So is that actually holding to the integrity of your beliefs if you don't share
well,
it with
people? Well, no, one-third of the time you're saying, like, you know, one-third of the time you, like, defend your beliefs, and the other two-thirds times you defend your marriage.
I just wonder what Nelson Mandela would Mando would do.
Mandela.
Or Brian Botana, what would he do? I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah. Like, and she knew who you were. She should have known about what she was getting into.
Oh, I don't think I'm the one that shifted in my views that much, trust me.
Right. I know. So the thing is, if she's sliding, you should be able to first step in understanding and knowing of a trap is, you know, knowing of his existence.
Oh, it's funny.
She should have known that the trap was there.
If I was having this conversation with my friend Mark's wife,
yeah,
her, I'm pretty sure, and this kind of came up when I talked to her last year, was she would say, you should not be with that person anymore. And I remember thinking, like, and thinking, I talked to her, I was like, wait, somebody you had a life with and have kids with? And she'd be like, yeah. You have to be in your own world, and you have to live your own truth. So if you can't be with that person, where you can't be with, and I remember thinking, over a conflict of views, like what the fuck, like, but yeah, that's her view. I thought it was like, I understand where she's coming from. Like, you know, she's very much in the live how you want to live and surround yourself with people you want to live by, and anything that's not in that, cut it out of your life. But I think it's a little extreme when you're talking about the person you love.
Yeah, I agree. It's also like
very cultist. Yeah, if you don't agree with them, cut them out.
Yeah, it definitely is. Plus, because there is the chance of like, wait, shouldn't you try to help people? What about people like that could believe what you say? Nope, cut them out. Just stick with people that have the exact same view. And if anybody questions it, they probably aren't cult material. I mean.
I don't know. We need a call. Yeah. Oh, this brings me up to Amy's question for you guys. So
why is Chris wrong?
Why is Chris wrong about all this?
Wrong, and I'm always right. And all the shows I like are great. Weird Al is the best. It's a long day. It's a multi part question.
It's funny whenever the boys are like, pretend like you're mommy. I'm just like, oh, I love my boys. Weird Al cats, yay! And they laugh.
Pretty good.
Okay, so Amy, this is coming from Amy, so it's a woman, not me. I hold different views. She said, as a white sexist woman, as a white woman, I either like
racist and sexist.
Yeah, that's why it's not coming from me. So it's okay. It's okay if it's not racist or sexist if it's coming from somebody of that race and sex. So.
Okay.
Yeah. As a white woman, and like most white women, especially middle class white women, we either like murder stories, like murder drama things, or like sex cult things. Those are your two options. Which would your wife watch before the other one, if she had to choose one?
Murders.
What was that? 100%. You're cutting up murders, you said?
Murder. Yeah, 100%. She would.
There you go. Okay, yeah, murders. Your murders, okay, all right.
Sex cults or murders were the two choices?
That's your two choices. Does Amber, would she more likely watch a documentary about a murderer or a sex cult? Or like a 60 Minutes or Dateline or something? Which is 90% of the audience.
I wouldn't be super interested in either, honestly. But
fucking answer the question, Claire.
I don't know. I would go with sex cult.
Okay. Right.
But I really don't think she'd want either.
What about you, Dave?
Based off of viewing history that I know of, it would be sex cult.
So Amy has always loved watching these like murder documentaries or like how did he do it kind of a thing. But then she started watching that Vow show, you know. It's for white women, so you might not know about it. It's about an actual cult that happened like in Hollywood. So a bunch of high profile people were in it where they're like, the guy was like branding his initials on the women's, just above the women's vaginas and stuff. There's a Netflix documentary, and then Stars just came out with like a supplemental thing, and we don't have Stars. And she's like, oh God, I need to watch this. I want to watch this. It's 4 episodes. And I was like, and we're like, oh, how much is Stars? She's like, $8 a month. And I was like, $8 for fucking Stars? How much is HBO? Like $5? This is ridiculous. But she's like, I'm gonna get the free trial, and then I'll set a date. And she was so happy. She ran down here when she got it, and she said, okay, so I have this question for your podcast. Now, I love murders, and I love sex cults, but which one do you love most? So that's why I'm asking. It was pretty fun. Glad to hear that.
Who was in that? That was that one lady from was the Superman show, Dave?
Yeah, Supergirl, isn't it?
No, it wasn't Supergirl. It was like it was the Superman show, Smallville.
Oh, Smallville.
Like, she played Erica Durant? No. The blonde-haired girl that was like from the same town.
She was in that show.
She's like the highest profile person that I know that was in it.
Yeah, well, it was centered like up near where a lot of Canadian production goes on. So a lot of the people that were in it were like in that industry kind of too. So it's weird. I don't know much about it other than people say it was really interesting and Amy loves it, and then she loves the Stars thing. She might not go to bed tonight. She might just watch all 4 episodes.
I remember that story now. There was a story all about her and how she broke out of there.
No, yeah. She didn't leave.
Didn't? No, I thought, oh, no, you're
no,
right.
No, she didn't leave like other people did, and then she was defending this guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird and wild stuff. I don't really know about it because Kevin Smith loves it and loves to talk about it. And then Amy loves it and loves to talk about it. So I feel like we can talk about something together without me actually having to watch something. It's like I'm getting the crib notes.
So, like, would this be, like, that show, what letter of show would that be?
Jesus. So it's a show that we both talk about. She watches, but I just get the crib notes. That's like a Z show. It's got to be like a weird Z show.
Okay, I was going to say.
Well, I'm just going to jump to Z.
Okay. All right, because I was going to say, like, this is... Like, would you do me a favor of releasing, like, the lettering rank system of all the shows? Yeah, so just so I could always go, like, hey, you know, just so, like, you know, it would be basically, like, your constitution, and I would say be Japan or Germany, who's writing up my own constitution.
Yeah.
I want to take the best pieces of it and create my own.
I understand.
Right. It's just like, this is our 26 point letter ranking system on what shows to watch and how to be involved with it.
Yeah. This is the last night of Amy's quarantine. She's pretty excited. Tomorrow she can go shopping. She's pretty happy to finally get out of the house. Yeah. The boys like, love snow, but they get cold so quick that they don't get much exercise. I just make them run around circles. It's pretty fun. They're getting pretty bored of the house, too. Oh, but speaking of bored of the house, I stopped in at the fucking... What do you call it? Hot Comics new location. It's on my running route. So I run by every day. I wave every day. And finally, I was just like... Afterwards, I stopped in just to poke my head in and ask what was going on. They're up and running, but you can't use a credit card. They don't have that up and running. Their back issues, like, I was like, can I just look through your back issues? There's an episode of The Runaways I want to get from Marina. I couldn't get issue number 2. And they're like, you can look through our boxes, but none of them are alphabetized. I was like, oh, shit. So they're working on that still. So that's kind of the area that they're in right now. But it's kind of a neat location if you ever get around to take a look at it. Pretty fun.
Were you like, can I... Venmo you money?
Do you take barter? What do you do?
How do you get money? It's like, well, you can go down to the gas station, get cash, and then bring that cash back, and whatever the transaction fee is, we will like comp you that much in goods and services from us.
Yeah, it was kind of sad just because there's no wall space for them right in the area there while they're still working on the big kind of warehouse part. Yeah. So everything's just kind of on tables. It didn't look like you want it to look, but it will. You know, they're new there.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this place again?
Hot Comics. Hot Comics moved from, and we talked about it last week, moved from just down the road from you to just down the road from me.
Right.
It's now across the street from the massage parlor. So you can get a massage, and then you can go and get a fucking comic. Good times.
Where I was saying, I didn't know where it would fit because that place was so small. Got it.
But what else? So James Gunn has finished writing Guardians of the Galaxy 3. That was...
So. Is this the one where Thor is going to join them?
Yes, I think this will be the one where Thor joins them. The Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Will Black Widow be there?
I bet somehow it'll set up the whole next Thor movie. What is it? Love and whatever?
Love and Thunder.
Yeah,
I mean, it's cool. It's weird how I think the more and more we get away from the kind of the core Marvel characters, I won't be as excited, you know, like once you start changing Thors and once you start changing Iron Man and stuff, and I'll still see them probably, but I won't be as excited. I won't be like Jones and Ford anymore, but maybe that'll change. Maybe the writing will be so good I'll change my mind.
Right. I mean, it's cool because it'll be basically like a next generation of fans. It'll be like fans who are now coming of, who will be like 8, 9, 10 years old now will be getting their own heroes, and then those ones in 10 years they'll be like the next generation. People will be like, these aren't my favorite ones. I really like those old ones. So I mean, it's cool. I like the transition because it's like everyone is getting old, so they got to bring in younger people to make it happen. Mm-hmm. But there's so many cool stories. God, they can do so many good stuff, so much good stuff, and I kind of wish I could go to sleep for like 20 years and wake up and just see like all the cool media that would be there, and I could just binge that.
Huh. I think we can make that happen somehow. I don't know how, but I think we can make that happen.
I mean, I would have to go into like a chemically induced coma, which is possible. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Cryo sleep.
Yeah. I don't know. If they made cryotherapy a little bit stronger, maybe. Otherwise, yeah, you're just going to have to age 20 years. But, you know. Or you can live this beautiful thing called life and just consume it as it comes out, visit your friends when they allow you to, and have fun with everybody.
Right. Yeah, like I mean, yeah, life is weird. Yeah, things, I feel like I get different things done, but I don't, it seems like the same amount of time, but I get just different stuff. Because, like, I feel I have more time to do dumb stuff. So I'm like, cool. I can watch... I watch way more dumb shows at night. Because it's like... I just have the TV on. I'll be like, I don't know. I'll just watch this dumb show. Mm. Like... Which is, you know, interesting. Like, because Griff and Tiffany have been watching Try Guys. Which are basically these four guys that... Every week they try some weird ass shit. Like they were like, hey, let's try and make a pair of pants with no instructions, or let's try and build IKEA furniture with no instructions. And then it's like, then every 5 minutes they had like their wives and whatever would give them things like, here, you get a hammer, you might not need a hammer, or you get a shot of vodka, or you get a something else. And it's like, so it's really funny. And yeah, Griff really likes it. And then there's one guy who goes like they all have their own, they all have their own little spin-off shows where he's like, I'll go to McDonald's and I'll buy one of everything from McDonald's and try and eat them and go like, nah, this tastes like, and by the end he's so full and all just like, and he loves it so much because it's just so dumb. Yeah, he just.
I think I've watched that those guys a little bit. Actually, came across them at least in the past.
Right, it's really funny, like how dumb they are and how like, or it'll be like, hey, the one Asian guy on there, Eugene, will rank, be like, oh, I'm gonna rank all these cereals, And he's like, he just puts them all over. He's like, oh, oof. This one goes right here. And then it's like, or he'll rank all the Girl Scout cookies. He had Girl Scouts on there to rank Girl Scout cookies. And he's like, well, okay, that's where your ranking is. And here's why I'll tell you you're wrong. Thin Mints, number one. No matter what you say, Girl Scouts, it will be number one.
Yeah, I remember Girl Scouts.
Right. But yeah, so it's pretty funny.
That's cool. I don't know if I mentioned, the boys have entered the age of that poop is the height of hilarity.
Oh yeah, still is, dude.
Any story you tell, as long as there's poop involved, they laugh their asses off.
Yeah.
Leander has built a clubhouse in his closet. He now watches his iPad in the closet.
Yep.
For some reason. While Adonis plays video games.
Hey.
And it was annoying because all this week I have very little time to play video games. I'm either watching the boys because Amy's not feeling good, or I'm still working because I still have to fucking work. So everybody gets to play video games but me, and I'm the one who loves video games most. It's so annoying. I'm like, I love video games more than all you fuckers, and I don't get to play any goddamn video games, and you're all sitting there playing video games. They're like, why is Dad freaking out?
Right? It's like, as of tomorrow, like, when Amy's like, ah, quarantine, feeling great, you're like, quarantine for 2 weeks. All the rest of you fuckers stay away from me. I'm downstairs. Yeah, you put a sheet up and says, downstairs, quarantined, just me, get out of here. If you need something, put it at the bottom of the stairs, knock on the wall, I will come and retrieve it.
Yeah.
And make me a quesadilla.
Quesadillas are fucking good. You ever notice how good quesadillas are when you make them?
They are super good. Yeah. They are super good. Ryan, do you like quesadillas? Come on.
Yes, I do.
Alright, because you're shaking your head doesn't translate really well to an audio medium.
Ryan's been done for the last half hour. He's like, why are we still talking about shit? And the main reason is because we can't end it without Adam, so.
Right, we don't know how to end it.
Well, you make a good point. Yeah.
Well, Adam, where are you? I'm sleeping.
Remember?
You know what I've been making lately that in the quesadilla realm is I'll take some eggs and some, fry them up, and then, like, throw some cheese on there and throw some, like, salsa and, like, kind of mix it all to make some sort of, like, I don't know what it is called. And then I throw a fucking corn tortilla on there and get it fried up a little bit just to give it a little more, you know, warm it up, give it some crunch. Then I flop that all on one big-ass pile of deliciousness, and I eat the fuck out of it, and it's super good.
What do you call it?
Yeah, I guess I'd call it huevos. It's huevos something. You know?
Yeah,
like,
cause I mean...
You know, like, but it's good. It's simple and good. You just, like, it's basically a quesadilla with eggs, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you leave the, like, the tortilla whole?
I usually leave the tortilla whole, yeah.
Okay, because if you, like, chop it up into pieces and fry it with the eggs, it's like migas.
Mm. That could be I usually just slap it on top of it, but warm, you know, cook it up, fry it a little to give it a little crunch and a little warmth, you know?
Then, yeah, if you put tortilla on the bottom, eggs, black beans, salsa, cheese, and put another tortilla on top, then it's more like whatever that thing is, rancheros.
Yeah.
It's more like rancheros.
So it's in that direction, but
yeah,
you know.
100%. You're basically using a tortilla to, you know, add some starch to the meal.
Yeah, yeah, a little texture too. Yeah, it's good.
Nice.
I recommend it. Give it a shot.
Yeah, they made some after school or well during school because whatever. They made some homemade pretzels. Those things are bomb, like soft pretzels.
Mm-hmm. I never made pretzels. They take special treatment, don't they, to get the outside, like, how they get. You gotta put them in, like, some sort of acid or something? Or base?
Some basic solution or something like that, yeah, to get the... Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then you put a little everything bagel seasoning on top of them, man. Oh, come on, buddy.
Sounds good.
I have been in a food slump recently.
No steaks?
A few.
No dollar steaks, maybe? Come on.
I just haven't been in the mood for them. I mean, occasionally, but I've just been in a food slump, man.
I think that egg thing fits into your... take the salsa off.
You just...
But
sorry, go ahead.
Some shredded cheese
on the fried egg, and then like, or actually a better way to do it might be like put the quesadilla, put the cheese directly on the pan, slap the case, the fucking tortilla on the cheese, and then eventually flip it and it'll be stuck to it but also cooked and delicious, and then throw the eggs on top. So it's basically like a special kind of quesadilla with some eggs in it.
So
give it a shot.
Like, to be honest with you, I stopped listening the first time you were explaining it. And this time,
why?
Too,
it's
I
so
kind of stopped listening to it. It seemed like too much work. I was like, you say flipping shit and frying shit? And
like,
oh,
it's one,
what
it's basically
about?
Put stuff in one pan. Like, I could just put it in any order you want, put a tortilla, cheese, and eggs
man, I got
in
time
a frying
for your,
pan.
I ain't got time for your nonsense.
And then
man.
Put it on
yeah,
a plate and eat it.
That's like the one thing when, like, you know, like Saturday morning, Sunday morning, girl's like, hey, man, make some eggs. I'm like, eggs are the easiest thing. It's like 90 seconds of work to make a scrambled egg for. It's like, and they're like,
there's no way. I disagree. It's not 90 seconds of work. There's no way.
It's super easy.
No.
It is.
You got to get out the milk. You got to get out the eggs. You got to crack the eggs. You got to heat the oven. You got to heat the pan. You got to put it in the ears. You got to wait for them to do it. You got to scramble. That's like a 30-minute process minimum. I mean, I can't get into that shit. I'm very busy. And then if you want, like, ham or something, that just gets even ridiculous. God. All right. Let's be done.
Pre-cut ham. It's like, Chris, like, I can't cut this ham.
What am I, fucking a millionaire? I can't buy pre-cut ham. I've been in quarantine for 2 months. I got shit to do. Can't be cutting ham. Dave, too, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, thank you, Chris. You can find us on the Facebooks at
fucking
the Geeks Hang Next Door. We got a website. It's geeksnextdoor.xyz. And send us an email. Tell us what your recent battles with your significant others are. the geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Thanks, man. I thought you were going to say your recent battles with cooking, because cooking sucking blows. That's cool. We'll be back next week if the world's still here. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.